They go through the fact that they don't just know what schizophrenia means. They are blissfully ignorant of Greek mythology as the nature of it being. Psychos is the name in Greek of the zodiac for Mazel Dogi. And as the tribal form, it pertains to fish, hence the catfish of fish. There are a number of different topics relating to this. Let me begin from what I think should be the beginning, namely from the definition of meaning to hearing as distinct from meaning to knowing, the Ramadan in Kumit, the Yisro, what is it, Yud, Yud. Call actually Snapia the Fakshetet, as the definition of Snapia does not present any particular problem. Rashi Nakumi says, Elu has sought for him, Kateset Elu hakavuyim bo. Rashi defines Kateset as that which is kavua in the animal, in the fish, and Rabban says, Zahinu b'gemoro b'nesef kuli. Abo, loitobin yoishenon, sen kavuyim b'gufon, mamish, idukim b'or hadad. Don't think the Rashi means that they are kavuyim mamish and attached to the skin of the fish. Avokorom kavuyim te'enom dadim probably members. Valeni, I think there's a lot of them. Valeni dadim ve'tisnafia. They don't move other than with the fish. Ve'en hakritim ha'agulim te'gdelim ve'enelitipayim. They are removable from the Yor Hadad by hand or by knife. And the Ramban adds the word Bishatim, perhaps we'll return to it later, but already in the Ramban you find as part of the definition of Bishatim that they are removable not necessarily by the hand alone, but by means of an implement. Abo, Kosu Kavua Vidobu Bor Hadad. That which is attached and can't be separated from the or at all is not a kasheset. The vowel of osiru, fish that possesses us, is forbidden. The lachain omru bizimor the kasheset levushahu, it's a levush, the garment. The loshen hapisheste eloin a kasheshin has a belubis to him. The Targum is Shalunkulis Oma Klasim, Saint Klippin Salhor, Nikshokin, Niklokin Menu, Kiklipa, Seilome, Svahatei. We're dealing with the scale that can be readily removed by the finger or whatever. That's the Ramban's definition. The Nevit Yudit, Madurit Sinyonet, Yoseya, Simon Prophet. The question was with regard to a certain god. The particular fish is not terribly important for our purposes, and part of the problem is the translation of the fish from one name, from one language to another. In any event, the Lady Yehuda is merciful in that he doesn't give us any name for the fish. So he is singing for fish, divine, atishon, I'm sorry, I can't get it. Yes. Mikhtobu higiyani mokhesim atikurim in hadad. He received a fish in the mail together with a letter asking whether the fish was kosher. That's the only thing I wanted to point out in the introduction. Then there's a shuva, a very, very short shuva, in which he says that he examined the fish and he found two rows of scales, one on one side and one on the other side. I haven't the vaguest idea of what fish it is. It has a whole row on one side and a row on the other. There are references to the fish that have single scales under the sand, top of the graph, but then a row. I don't know of any other reference to fish that have rows of scales only two places on the body. So, no difference. And he says, Umabatak Engom Yichlokin Diyad, Balon Yichlokin Dikeli. And that's stated in the Ramban, Ramban's instructions. The Gan Yisisi Lacha Shishor B'Kli Shemi B'Mayim Yim Ha'efer Shekirin Loi Shemeshol Shoi Yisotu B'Yad. He soaked them, and they were nikraf tiyah. Uridati, afilu lo hayu niklofi kodim shriya klau. Rakaka shriya hanau, gamkin his inventory. Apparently there were additional skills, because if you realize, others came off after the soaking. Then later, so from the Maynasim Hanau, Golem Lo Shri Kutu, the Mabatah. Those great Syrian Kastasim who love it. The Kupa Kumra, the Inti Rabbeinu Haramban, the Teru Kateru Tarkatini, the Aim of Lofni Klau, the Nochus Beru Simon Tara, the Amole Omra of an Ako, Haichi Gori Kenedra, the Mabatah Sain of Lofni. The Heichon Huska Hakilu to Babli of Yishalmi, the Kerstani, Abraab of the Mishnah Nemu Kastashim Hakehuimber, where on Banishon the Perusha Yitzhak was there, the Kosraab in Ein Mitlofim or Loi Mitlovu, so in Zrukim the Or, the Anirine Shor Atma the Gama Bosso Mitlovu, the Hansif Or Bosso of the Shemu, the Ekutkutsa. Vomnon, the Hebrew of the Shemu by the Talmud Heli Lovi, here, etc., I don't want to go into that, Abama Eshe, Rabbeinu Haramban, Rabbeinu Hagodu Haramban Ombo, the Harav Hamadi Terakal Malpo, so to the years, the Harav is easy for the Simon Tejimri years, the Amor Kobi Bahagor, the Tishim on the Loki for Zen with Smerdi Vayan the Amo, Abo Al Kopon in Kola Klofin, Kosin Klofin, ye are the age of foolish ye, Kahin Nikoyin, Katasin, the God Tov, Rokan Yeda, the God says, the Kola Katan Tov, the Kofi Klav, in Gamina Shin system of the Yisim, Gansu Sustafesh of Pharaoh, Gam Hain Torah, and Rishim Sah. You will not find most of this maybe recorded anything. In all places where I've been talking about the Shavari Shavari Shavari, you don't quote the Ramban who says that without the word, I'm sorry, the Nebbi Yudha says that without the words of the Ramban, the Yisi Zom Senegbe. The Ramban that we have in Tumim is accepted by everybody with the single caveat of the Nebbi Yudha. What the Ramban has done for us is to define Tzatzeset. And what the Navy Yehuda has done is to define an area of Machlokes. I'll come to Machlokes in a second, because there were definitely problems subsequent to this very short school of Navy that I read you, 90% of the case. There are, in terms of scientific categories, there are apparently four accepted classifications of scales. There's also a fifth that doesn't seem to be accepted. The two, and I don't know the difference between them, I haven't attempted to go into any kind of scientific analysis of what the differences might be between the two that are closer. One is called centroid and the other is called cosmoid. Both of those words begin with a C. Those two clearly arise some place in the epidermis or whatever of the go through the upper skin and can be removed. When you remove them, scientifically, I have no idea whether these are homologous structures or not. So it seems to me it's very similar to the hair that you find on a person in the hand or a foot. The hair arises some place in the skin, you pull out the whole follicle, and it comes out from on top. But it comes directly from inside the skin. Those two seem to be, and it's clear that those two are the two come from, and they can be scraped off precisely because they lie flat on top of the skin. Now, incidentally, the Magid Mishnah Peres Aleph, Halakha Dalid, is Megayis in the Lashon Haramban, that the Ramban meant exactly what the Ramban said, the Lashon Hadzivuko instead of Tavua. He says the Ramban needs to say that it is attached, that it is not kovua, as the Lashon Mishnah is. He uses a different Lashon to show that it is attached, but it is not dovah, so different kinds of attachment. It is affixed in a manner such that it is removable. There are then two other types of scales. One is called a clathroid scale, and that's at the other end of the spectrum. It's clear, even though it's somewhat paradoxical, the clathroid arises in the skin, on the earth, the hide of the fish. It doesn't come from subcutaneous tissue, but it comes directly from the upper surface of the tissue. It's almost as if it would be a little bump in the skin itself. You find those on sharks, for example. and it seems to be clearly recognized that clapboard scales are not a human parrot, although when I come to the first of the scales, I have at least one place discovered this scale, which is reflected to some kind of muffler, that they describe as a clapboard scale. The original difference of opinion that I'm aware of is within an in-between category called January scales, or it seems to be there with regard to January scales. And I have the authority of Levinger, who material included the passage I gave you. Incidentally, I don't know if you're aware of this, but it's a North Impression in Hatay. It's something that you should be familiar with. He is currently involved in Basel, he is now editorial. I didn't know until I met him that he has a degree in veterinary medicine, but he's a pharmacologist and he clearly understands these things in a highly accurate way. And he describes the machlokes as being with regard to a fish that manifests ganoid scales, and I think he's probably right. Remember that there are plenty to talk about this, but don't name them ganoid scales, and they refer to all kinds of fish, it's very difficult for us to identify, but it appears from the description, as Dr. Levinger tells us, that this is what they were talking about. Now, the ganoid scale, someplace in between, and don't ask me from where in between, because Dr. Levinger didn't describe in detail where in between they might come from. They are, as I said before, what's paradoxical is that we're talking about a lehut, something that is in the form of a shield, and the description in the Ramban, because this is the issue, you've got a medieval coat of armor, mail, and made little rings, and you've got little things that cover them, he describes those as being the scales. And those come paradoxically from deep within the animal, whereas the ones that are on the surface, those aren't lehut. That's the ore itself. The ore itself is not the lehut, this is the lehut, it kind of comes out and protects it. The ganoids seem not to come directly from the ore or the hide, the skin itself, and not to be attached to something inside, but to come from some intermediate layer of tissue. And as a result, apparently, if you soak them for an extended period of time, particularly in hot water or in what is it really is, aphid. Dr. Levinger uses a word that I went to look up in the Hebrew dictionary. I did not recognize it, presumably modern Hebrew. This modern Hebrew is better than that of the Sarvatar, certainly better than mine. They sana, yud sana, and the day seems not to be a base of humans. Coffee? So maybe it's some basis, maybe it's a chemical basis? That's what I know. Basis, I know, is a Hebrew word. But he doesn't use it as a, he doesn't use it with a tree, he doesn't say chemical basis. He says them both, but maybe he's basic, some kind of don't, whatever. He says that the Maplosis, maybe the Yehuda and others, seems to be with regard to fish whose scales can be removed only through soaking in hot water or in some chemical basis or what have you. That is clearly what the Maplosis the Yehuda was mapping in the process. He meant base rather than an acid. And why is there a second sum up at the end? Is that how you say base in the Hebrew? What? That's the Hebrew technical term for the opposite of an acid. Okay? Yeah, you have Alright, I'm definitely correct. So, you know, it's just scientific terminology, which is why I didn't find it in Hakata. So, okay, very good. I didn't study chemistry in the past. That's clearly meant. You have to soak it in an alkaline substance, not in an acidic substance. For some reason, the acid won't allow it to come off. That's undoubtedly what he meant. That's how he defined an aether as opposed to alkaline. That's how he defines the machlokes between maybe you and others. In the next Kisimon, Sofet and Lamed, you will find cubits from the Ben HaMatata, the son of Mejuda, with regard to people who disagreed with Mejuda, and even a statement by somebody to the effect that Mejuda is retracted. And incidentally, it has nothing to do with this topic, it may have to do with other topics. This is the famous Mejuda. It may be the son in which he says that nobody has no moment to say that his Chochon or Eitzah or Chochon Amatir changed his mind after the person died. The Chazanim starts like that, La Halacha, the Chazanim says it, the Chazanim, one of And he proceeds to say some other not nice things about the person who wrote the recital in Simon Kofesh, or not as confirmed that. In any event, the point that I'm making is that apparently, not in recent times, but in earlier times, there seems to have been some disagreement with regard to the Kashrut of Persian, Kaviyat, the company of Persian. And the major Yehuda is the one who is cited as having been not there at first. Since he doesn't name the person Kofesh, I don't know what this was. However, if Persian does indeed have sales that can be removed by soaking, then presumably it's that kind of damage sale which the Navy Beaver was describing. Now, again, don't hold me to the name of the person. I have never seen a whole person in my life. I don't know if it does fit this description, if it doesn't fit this description, but there clearly are classes of fish that fits the description of an Ezra, and that is where there is a significant Machlokes HaPosim. That is the only Machlokes HaPosim with regard to which I am aware. Everything else speaks to a style of mystery. It's still a Machlokes, he's given to it, it's supposed to say. And you have somebody saying, but I know that Tatkasim knows that he does not have Tatkasim. Here I know what the Machlokes is about. Here there's something substantive, something you can read your treatment to, no pun intended. Here there's a clear Machlokes with regard to whether Tatkasim that are removed only after 3 years, whether those are kosher or not. You know, the Yehuda's argument is what difference does it make, and you know his own prejudice, I think he's always saying that he deserves a sense, since he considers the Ramban to be a chidush, then look where you're a chidush, and as long as it's removed, it's apply what the Ramban says. The others who disagree, they say the Ramban is describing something, and physiologically, it's easy to understand that the Ramban is describing, he's talking about these things that are in the hoof, they're just like a coated nail on top, readily removed. If you're going to show me something that's not readily removed, that you can soak it for who knows how long, and use chemicals to remove it, that's not what the Ramban is talking about. That's not the cloud. That's not the successor from your
bakery.
Ramban said with a knife. The Ramban doesn't say with a knife prior to soaking. He's silent about using the soap. Yeah, what the Ramban said, he adds, what the Ramban said, I think the word is smart enough, but what difference does it mean? Which makes you make it. Yad is a failure. Far from Domo the Ramban, Ramban is not about the failure. He doesn't quote the Ramban for that. He says that himself. What difference does it make? That's why I emphasize in the regular Ramban, Ramban certainly says, you move with a knife, it's good enough. It doesn't have to be removable, that's the Yad. But Ramban doesn't say that it's removable after you soak it, it's also kosher. And the truth of the matter is, everything is removable. Even the ones that are safe are clearly removable. The naphthalene is, if I'm over upbringing, the others you remove only by tearing the skin. Removable means remove that with nothing else. And of course, if you take a knife, you'll be able to chop off anything that projects above a certain level, a bump can be removed when you're cut the yard to do it. So the computer says that if the only way to pull on the scale and the only way to rip it out is by ripping the oil with it, that's not kosher. And presumably the general scale, if you try to do that without soaking, that's what would happen. It's only after soaking it becomes detached sufficiently so that it can be removed without injuring the skin of the dog. And you know, you say, you remove it that way, it's fine. The other thing, you've got to be able to remove it.
Why wasn't it defined from the Ramban?
To the opposite. I think you have to remember that even if you're Ramban to be a Hebrew. And without the Ramban, he's a feather offer. Remember, all the sisters talking about the day. I presume if I take the image, that's why I read it. I mean, it's an angel spouse. He says that he himself says that Maestro, Rabbi Nagot Lo Ramban, and everybody came after him. Lachin, he says that Tichron Lo Walker for Tain, it's maybe very in the Emo. No, it's Mavato Bato. But if we're in his brother, Maestro, he would have been after all of these things that the scientists tell us that they're presumed. I mean, the four categories. I mean, maybe somebody will come along and say that some platforms aren't even that. I'm not, you know, number three, to analyze what people would have said before, not in favor. And that's the Ramban. And maybe you said, I can't be favored under Ramban. So it's irrelevant. In any event, but there seems to be at least some gamma-ray scale, I can't say all. At least some gamma-ray scale seems to be within the ambit of this population between maybe the Yehuda and the other Ephraim. And the major application, as far as I can see, is in the category of dispersion, which means that there may be basis, according to the maybe the Yehuda, to maintain that dispersion was a God Torah. The Scott Strafer in your Yerushalayim Menhei says that even what the native youth is not here is only because they fell off themselves after this long circle. And I don't want to go into an analysis of the Scott Strafer of what the native youth meant, it wasn't what native youth meant. Halacha l'maaseh, I don't know if anybody is saying that native youth, except the same. But in general, people offer all of these fish that you've got to, so, yeah, but
people don't.
No, I mean, we don't do that. Not
okay.
No, I thought I was from Yehudit. It's Makugo is free to be traced no. Without the sliding Abahim of the Shiloh. And I thought I was being a coward. No, according to what Yehudit, it seems to be kosher. No,
I didn't call it.
I now proceed to the source. What? Scott Pope was here, they assuming mental.
What
do you have to say about that? That's a fake idea, that's a true idea. That's the same way. The fake I call is the other thing. And something you're very able to see. The fish eggs, all fish have row. The red is in assuming the receptors, it's assuming the immune process. Black is a symbol of the moon coming. Caviar, the cell is freezing, the cell different colors. There's real black, there's smoky black, there's a few kinds, the different qualities. The blacker, the better. The blacker, the more certain you keep safe. And what they serve as Jewish caviar is not the name I call caviar. Caviar by definition is what comes from the church. What they serve is this visual. Row. There's an egg. It's the same thing from other animals, but it doesn't have the taste. It's frozen, I presume. otherwise, we would be selling it for what they're selling certainly a caveat for, and this price is phenomenally different. Incidentally, you will find flat weight scales on a truck. A truck has scales. There's flat weight scales, and those are clearly not scales in some color. So the option is a mean story. I've never seen the Vyotsman, but we know the Vyotsman is a mean Toho, and the Vyotsman is not a shark. The shark that has a scale that aren't closer. The Vyotsman, when we will be very clear if they have it, will have scales that there's no salary to that. It will be clearly Yiklat, the whole Hadeus, the Amban, who will be nature of the race, which includes all cases of the Vyotsman. Alright? Okay? Let me then go to, Kosh. Now, with the exception of a class that I spoke about before, I am not aware of any theoretical Machlokes. The Machlokes seems to be entirely about the fact. Now, what to do with the fact may present a style of halacha, but that's the second order, that's a matter of procedure, not copies, not values. Let me begin. The problem with the sources, it isn't really a problem, but we wouldn't be talking about sources. We would recognize the sources is a God Tomei, without question, if not for the following statement in the Knesset HaGedola. Kerev Hadad, the God HaKerev, sometimes called a different way, meaning Toshitu B'chol Yisroel, Lechol God Baal Kerev. That sounds like the Hebrew term, modern Hebrew translation of sources, right? Huh? Knesset HaGedola, you want the sermon? I didn't copy the sermon. It's the problem in Pagium, or it's often. The sources is very angry. It's a warlike animal. And when it comes out of the sea, it acts in a rather violent manner. And it throws its scales. That's why we don't see scales on the sources. So, the Knesset HaGedola is made on a certain fish that it has scales, the Baliyotim Ayam, not only the Yalvita, the Halacha, If a thief has skills, even if it loses them at some point, it's closer. And two, I think it helps. If it turns out that it doesn't have skills now, but it knows the mean, and this mean develops skills, it is closer even before it has developed skills. There is a later option called Sulchandra Vaya, who quotes the Knesset Vaya and adds the following. Bal Yosin Amai, Nation Kachitehem, Vinira Be'eriteya Moku Makapkasim, Shehoya Bohem Nikedem. You can see the holes where there were Kachkasim. Incidentally, they're in the material distributed. The two major pieces are missing. And it's not my fault. There's a three-piece article in our target by Rabbi Sokol, who was the head of the Matzvah HaKashu of the Rabbanit Nehazitoral. Part two is missing, we talked about closely. And there's an article by Dr. Sengel discussing closely to the in our target, which is also missing in the target. In any event, the Knesset Bailey describes it as having lost the Tashkafi because when it was Ewe Min Hayan. The microscopic examination of this indicates that there are no holes. Now, Rabbi Kapor correctly argues that the absence of the hole in itself is no indication that it doesn't have it, only he says it for the wrong reason. He says because it's later going to develop it. That's why it's an incur. Because they're really talking about one that lost it. However, the examination is significant in terms of what Wilson DeRoya tells us. If this source is the one that met that Vela report, then we should be able to see it in the microscope and probably even with a simple magnifying glass at work. However, theoretically, if the skin develops or heals in a manner such that there is no hole which is microscopically visible, it's closer and makes absolutely no difference whatsoever. The only reference to find to a microscope with regard to the detail of this is the same source that Wilson and everybody talks about the article. With regard to bacteria. The territorial speaks about the sentence, when Orha Silkin, according to the for holding purposes, talks about an examination for scales on a fish. The scales have to be visual, yet invisible to the eye. The purpose of this microscopic examination is not to find a scale, but simply an indication that there once was a scale visible to the eye, and if you don't find that, you know that it's a scale still caught, then of course, yes.
Is there
anybody who
thinks that you're able to detect
the goal of the
factory to
actually hold up the scale? Absolutely. No, that's why I said there's no factual modulator, because you will show me
a
fish. There's no problem, and theoretical how often there's no problem, you show me a fish. That is violent and comes out of water and shares its scales, it's closer. Only nobody has produced it. No one has seen this happen. The phenomenon that goes unreported.
The same thing is true that has scales and it's young and it's
right, right. The Knesset Bailer himself says that he has Ryan made ready. And I say this is the Mitchell analysis. The lock up from an ammo begotroch of the new phase. I can't read the next word. The sudden dagra, the Swedish prophet. The sudden dagra, the sodu echon mihen, the achas is saduhu, hasty ha begot ha shocho, umerso molet ha kassin. They went and they caught it in the nest, and he put a smack into the nest. And later, the fish didn't have any scales, but he examined a piece of cloth, and lo and behold, it found that it was full of scales. If anybody will make that to do this, there'll be no question that he's not going to do it. If nobody has done that to a swordfish, if anybody has done it to a swordfish, certainly hasn't come back and shown us the net with the scales. No one has seen that in the swordfish. The net result is that, again, you don't have the material, but Robert Kirk reached a level of standard unterminable that intermingle is not here the torture. And it's not in the same breath, and with all half bill, the law committee of a certain organization of Jewish clergymen was also not here the torture, all on the basis of Knesset Bailey. The Knesset Bailey was a distortion, the hair of a guy must be tortured. Now, the problem with that is that it's absolutely irrelevant. We have actually no way of knowing that the Knesset Bailey is Tera Chagai. We are torturous simply because the word torturous sounds like Tera Chagai. The same fish in different places can be a different species. And you can use any kind of name they like. There's nothing to prevent people from carrying names from one place to another, and that is known with regard to the fish. It's for that reason that in verse 8, the failure to one place doesn't help another place, because there's no raya that is the same meaning. If somebody is being made that whether you have raya or kisiri, his meaning, it's mutus everybody. There's no difference between nationalism and tribalism, what have you. All nationalism is where you have him to say, you don't have him to say. To say that a given bird, the bird that has his name in a certain country is mutus, doesn't mean the same bird in another country is mutus. A, it may not be the same bird, and B, maybe a different meaning. Even, and in terms of dogs, even within the same meaning, it's all part of they explain that the short species is a member of the species or all the other structures, and that doesn't mean very much because I am told, again, I cannot confirm this, that there are even some members of the carp families that are infected. I mean, who knows? I have no idea. But the fact that they belong, for purpose of classification, belong to certain zoological categories, and that's what nothing to do with halacha. So that the entire difference of things that we brought to the service, Haggad is pretty much a sentence in a teapot. I don't know if anybody who explains that there's time in Moni Tahara in the Pharaoh of Haggad. Yes. Yes, he's just seated all the way. Incidentally, if I am correct, the Pharaoh of Haggad does have something, and it loses it as it grows old. There are tuberculosis that disappear. It's a little projection that disappear afterwards, on the sources. Yes. I think they can use the word Pharaoh of Haggad, on the sources. What they talk about as the Pharaoh of Haggad, not the Pharaoh of Haggad that's necessary. If the information that I read is correct, those are flatulent scales. They're not even ganoids. There seems to be a double caution that this is not nice to have anymore, that the scales that they have identified constitute a meaning that are tohor. And I'm not aware of any species that has two or more of these different types of scales at the same time. Which, if anything, would be a raya and a tohor, that's vada and informa. And remember that in terms of Hazal, in terms of living over what we have in Tokonoro, finding a scale that is part of the thing of the bad karma doesn't mean that it's karma. It's the absence of this of scale is karma. So that the fact that these people describing what's clearly a flat-rate scale does not yet mean to mean karma, but I certainly am not aware of any species that's both together. So while it's not a thing of Hazal, it certainly creates a very strong suspicion that this could not have had scales that are first there and later get lost. Yes.
The fact that scale comes off.
It loses it, it grows older. It's in maturation, I suppose. The skin grows and covers it over. It's a little projection, typically. But, later, it's like a bump. And then later, as the skin thickens, I suppose, you don't see it anymore. I have no idea physiologically what's going on. But they say, or at least some of the reports say, I've never seen it, but some of the reports, at least not a whole, some of the reports say, that it has these things when they are young and the later disappear, so what they are described in the story of black
folks. So, it sounds
like what you mentioned was all of it. First, maybe, no. Well, he's describing it. He's saying something jumped out of the tree and shares the scale, like a boomer to you. Because if I catch it in a net, it's got a cloth in it, the scales will remain in the net. Now, let somebody go out and catch a short focus that way and do the same to teach it. Nobody comes back with the scales of that focus. It doesn't exist.
Without the dream that he tried to do this type of teaching?
There are government letters. I don't know if anybody who's done it himself. I mean, that's 11 they didn't go out to satisfy them. However, the next best thing did happen. The next best thing is the article that is in that material. Rabbi Bergman, who is somebody who lived with Peter from Morocco in St. Gilles. And apparently, he reports that torches seem to be prevalent there. And it was expected of not being torches, except there were some torches who were eating torches. And they had him stated the torches with torches. And he went out and he checked it apparently. And I don't know if he did it personally, but he reports that, don't find any of it. He spoke to the people who catch them. I don't know if they went to make the ticket, catching it in a net that had a black cloth inside, but they told them they never heard such things. They're not aware of the fact that there were any scale. That's the closest that I've had to some kind of first-hand attempt to go and catch torches and see what they look like. In any event, the other point that Rabbi Berkman makes is significant, and I'll come back to it a little bit later as well, and that is, he makes a number of points with regard to the simonim and the passage of Rabbi. Among the minyan hamitzvahs, counted by the Rambam and the other many hamitzvahs, is the mitzvah of Zalkin ben Hakomi v'Hatohar, the mitzvah of Havdolah, as it exists with regard to fish. The Rambam in the Sefer Mitzvot, Mitzvot Kufnun Bey, says, "Who have you seen in the city, Lord and Beiru, of the money for loy master, then mutalachloy, the ze ene mutalachloy?" So the last 6 half hour, in addition to Mitzvot Kalmukaya, which is focused on the Tayyad Mitzvot, there is one of the Tayyad, to be done in the strong knowing of what is Torah and what is Tome. It's a specific Mitzvot, in addition to the Tayyad Mitzvot Kalmukaya, to be aided in what is a new Tome and a new Torah. To teach the Torah out of my thoughts of Jewish, Mr. Asay, Leida, Abhimim Shema, Abhimim Abraham, Bain, Behemah, the Dogen, Shemutalokon, Bain Shah, the Bain English. The Ramban in the Hasodic on the Sefer HaMitzvah and the Sefer HaChinuch understand this mitzvah differently. They say, Horeisa Lecho Mekuyiv Libbe Tishimonim Eilu, a mitzvah to be graded with the money. To look for the simonim of power. Now, what that means is, and there is a typical verse in Simon Kufstadt's days as well, who says that this is part of the mitzvah, and in the Hebrew, it is said the name of the beautiful Tomevizer. I don't know the Stadt where it is. I suspect that he didn't say anything that goes beyond the Hebrew of the revolt, but essentially, and the revolt, most of that is in the reverse, I mean, but essentially, he says that we find that Hazal weren't saying that on roads with regard to Aces, they were saying that on roads in many different cases with regard to the Jordan, and he says that, that because of the mixture of the Gizalton, the Natome, even Hator, roads is in Vada, roads is a kind of a hand-hugging, sometimes Dean, where there's a mixture of Havdolah, the mixture is the Kerry of Vada, the Chavizdat in Yerudea, says that even for the teachers around them, they're saying the statement of righteous, Sophic, the righteous is Ule, but a Sophic and a God Tome or a God Soho is neither righteous nor Kumru because of the Mitzvah Hagdola. I understand all three, the reverse and the Havadat and the Ritual, as the Ritual is saying the same thing, that there's this new Mitzvah which requires Vagdola in terms of the morning voting, which means then, in effect, that if you don't know that it has the simonim that there is vadai, then even if it's a sofer, it's also that there is vadai, which means that, you know, what doesn't make a difference about the simonim vadai? If you don't know that the sofer has the simonim vadai, it's also. Then that means simple things. For example, somebody will buy a can of meat, and he won't look to see if it has a sofer. And after he leaves, he says, well, that sofer then got a hefter on the proper simonim vadai, it's made for nothing. The halakhic probity will not be cut. The Pakishmaya value, he hasn't been over anything. So do the same thing with a can of fish, he's an over on the after, his dolphin, then that's probably going to go. He ate the fish without looking for the money power. He had no way of knowing where it was for. That's the mystery from the Ramban and the Sefer HaChinuch. And then I think he's absolutely right, Goldman. With regard to application to the Torah Chazal, he says until somebody can say it's absolutely mutter, then it remains vadai ofer. If vadai ofer mitzvah, not mitzvah gelah, but vadai ofer mitzvah, the mitzvah is ofer. Right, so much for the swordfish. And that, you know, the swordfish was clearly the area of great controversy about 10 to 15 years ago in this country for two reasons. And both of them came at approximately the same time. I mean, the will be actually, this is longer, this goes about 20 years, more than 20 years. The both came at approximately the same time. One was the statement, the history by the Rabbi Nuth and his tutorial, permitting the Torah Chazal. The Rabbi Nuth was not for the Torah Chazal. Incidentally, you have two items by Rabbi Chazal. The one is on the first. The one is a short little piece, it's taken from a longer article in Sinai, with regard to Hora'ot of the Masechet HaKashrut, in terms of Masechet HaKashrut, in which he says that swordfish remains the swordfish is going to be Mavarah, and then very shortly afterwards, the article in Hakadosh three parts. You don't have the second part, in which he says that Abunsen was not there, and he wrote to whoever he wrote to, he got back to the report. That was the statement of Rabbanit saying Bada Imuter, and everything that you find afterwards in there, you have most of it in the passage, that came from Rabbanit in America, who was challenging the stock, and this comes from here, challenging the stock of the Rabbanit. At the same time, the law committee of this organization I referred to earlier also issued the statement saying, of course, is absolutely finished and after all, Rabbanit, as you said, absolutely, why shouldn't they? And then that's why it became a topic of some discussion in the temple. I don't know. I didn't try to find out. I probably should. I have no idea what to do on the approved list. Yeah.
It's technically south there.
Yes,
getting from every 50 each, each 50 each, full of faith, by a cast of the amount of fish, and go to page 50, and to set each other's fish, which is as long as I said,
well, you have to set each and every fish, unless you have that satisfies the requirement for checking. That will be the third of the topics if we get to it today.
Sure.
Yes, that's the third issue. We will get to that a little bit after. Do you want to hear about Soda first, or do you want me to say Soda
first?
Soda first. Well, the purpose is in the universe of Indian. Let me try to be Soda first, okay? Purpose, C-U-R-D-O-T. Now, the purpose, what is said, very much of an issue in England, to a lesser extent, in Holland. I don't know the genius in this country, that's because I've never seen service in the AMC, or at least labeled. Maybe it's sold, I have no idea. In England, it is a rather common state. And there was a great deal of controversy with regard to service. Service, incidentally, to the best that I can determine, is absolutely a bad format. However, there were people who were not with the service. And here, Dr. Levin has an interesting article, and he's got two different articles from him, explaining why it is that the mistake arose. Apparently, it all goes back to 1738. If you're interested in historical detail, there was a shadar, in fact, two of them. Two Michalotten came to London from Venice, and they were collecting money for Jews in order to soil, and they proceeded to eat turbot publicly. They said that it was the Italian fish called Rumbo. And Rumbo, in Venice, is Rumbo. And the Venetian Belgian described Rumbo as a fish that set its tail when it can move from water. Not the hair of Hadar, but there are other fish that set its tail when it moves from water. There was a cure, there was a tumor. There were these people who seemed to be deranged by me, and they are eating a fish that in England until 1738 was, and apparently was there all the world, the way you were eating even then. And it was assumed by all Jews that it was a dog from it. So they wrote a letter to the royal king Amsterdam. He was Violet Lowenstein. He was the son of Frank III. The Violet was not able to confirm the fact that the service was the same as the Venetian fish. And he refused to be master of the service. And the materials, I have a copy of the series, it hasn't been published. But the letter went back to London saying that the service is to be presumed to be a bad promise. The Vardin in London attempted to prove that the third book was perfect. What they tried to do was to offer a reward of a half guinea, a considerable amount of money in those days, to any fishmonger who would bring them a turbot fresh from the ocean or the river, wherever it comes from, with a scale intact. That's the incentive. Nobody claimed the reward. No one was able to bring them a turbot that had scale. And it was accepted at that time that the turbot was a god from it. A son of this Rav Aryeh Leib became chief rabbi in the great synagogue of London, and his brother became Rav in Amsterdam. This gentleman's name was Hirschel Lewin. And Hirschel Lewin, in the late 1700s, 1760s, wrote a letter to his brother in Amsterdam arguing that the Thurgood must be a god thought there, but says that he was afraid to be not there because their father had offered. He wanted his brother to join him in being not there Thurgood. Rabbi Shaul Amsterdam, that's what he says. He was a couple of generations descended from the country, and he's a recognized person, social ruins not. The brother in Amsterdam, Rabbi Shaul Amsterdam, writes back to her, refuting all the arguments of his brother and affirming the fact that the Thurgood is great. This Herschel Lewis had a son who was called Solomon Herschel. Don't be put off by the fact that the names are not the same. He was his son. The son, Solomon Herschel, ultimately succeeded his father for a period of time, and Solomon Herschel succeeded to be Matthias Thurgood. And in his letter, he says that it had already been permitted by his father and his illustrious uncle, his Sir Amsterdam. That's simply not true. His Sir Amsterdam after he was Matthias. And his father, the only thing in writing from him is that he was a mate of a hat and he wanted to become his brother, which he never got. But it is true that this gentleman, Solomon Herschel, was Matthias Thurgood. And apparently, he was a super rabbi. And apparently, on the basis of his scribe, people ate Thurgood, this was sometime in 1820s. From the 1820s until 1954, there were people eating Thurgood in England on the basis of that scribe. There is a list of kosher fish published by the London version as late as 1943, in which the Thurgood is listed as a bad star. I don't have all the lists of the London version, but I have a list that's dated 1943, and in 1943, and Sir Israel Brody, the chief rabbi, was present, and he went out to ask the Mashiach what's going on. And later there was a statement to the effect that the quote Thurgood quote served at the dinner was of a kosher variety. Nevertheless, the London Basin is the fact saying that Thurgood is not to be included in the list of kosher fish. No, he didn't say it's not to be included in the list of kosher fish. Now, apparently, and I gave you Brother Sheldon's musical favorite, the one page dealing with Thurgood, there are apparently two fish that look almost exactly alike. One is a god Fur, and the other is a god Kame, and he gives you a little test for looking at it. One side's black, one side's white, you hold it, with the head away from you, I forgot which is the right and which is the left, you'll be able to see immediately whether it's the god Kame or the god Fur. That's the business of
Thurgood.
I see it only in the future. I it's very comfortable with it. And the latest is the article by Dr. Levender. I haven't spoken about what he said. He proceeds to show on the basis of the whole the Italian name that it all deals with a confusion between two different fish. Without going into it today, there were fish, it was shibuta, shabuta, whatever, it was one with cars, one with some, and it's simply a linguistic confusion that could be all. But, and I have no idea what scales there are on the Thurgood. There was a flat, I assume the flat boat is at all. And
the Thurgood had good scales.
Yeah, they're not both Thurgood, they're both something else. But, yeah, it's clear, but there is a dot which looks like a Thurgood, and that is kosher. But what is sold as Thurgood is definitely not kosher. Now what he said, the species that Thurgood served at that dinner was the kosher species, if indeed it was kosher, it's what they call something else. And didn't present a problem. That is a very controversial issue. I'm sure you will, in Britain, that's a controversy that has not ended. It goes on to this very day. And you read the chronicle every once in a while, you read it again, another letter to the editor. About the people who write letters, the editor of the Jewish Observer, as they say, run these chronicles, and he's a scientist, no matter he were, all they know is that there was much all these years, and all of a sudden people probably knew Chumash, and they're asking things
that
stuff.
The Rabbanu
tradition that Chumash was also the Rabbanu tradition that Chumash was also the Rabbanu tradition that Chumash was also the Rabbanu tradition that Chumash was also the Rabbanu tradition. Now, incidentally, I didn't go through it all, but there was different in Holland, in some cities, the 80 and other cities, they didn't do it. And apparently, we're talking about the same turbot, and it's all based upon whatever the confusion was. And what was meant that the Romans were saying that it's a confusion based upon semantics. So they just use different species in translation, which is illustrates the point I made before. You've got to know the species that you're dealing with. You're simply saying that a species known by this name in some other place is closer doesn't mean that the species that you're produced here is closer. Okay. Item number three, which refers back to the point that you made before, and the one that I frankly would not have dealt with at all had I known that it had been a topic issue at the time that I used to talk about dictatorial fashion, and that's punitive. There are a number of items published with regard to Genesis. I Xerox those for you. There are three articles by that thing in Absalom Genesis. There's a Susan Blades who just made to Absalom Genesis. The only published Susan thus far submitting Genesis is the son of the Holy Francis, the son of the Antichrist, and you have that there as well. The idea in there, also after Genesis, first in the material that I gave you, and then, I can't say hot off the press, but Jeff, there's something that's hanging on the wall, there's a picture of her body is just saying that Genesis is off the press. Well, I'll talk about it in a second. And I will disagree with what he says here, to a certain extent. Now, there is additional material, and I'm stating it for the record, that will appear in the next issue of Or HaMizrach, a number of pieces written by Rashi Yeshiva in Yeshiva Sabeinu Yisroel Chaman. Since the material isn't published, I cannot be held responsible for it. However, I will now continue to talk about Timothy's. There is no question that the tuna itself is a bad soho. What is sold commercially as tuna fish is a bad soho. I hesitate to say all the species because how do I know about all the species? I am told by people that I rely on that all the species are soho. I have heard rumors to the effect that there are things out there that are called tuna and they aren't adulting saharine. I have no idea whether it's true, in part because tuna is not a technical term. You can call anything you like tuna.
Well,
No, no, I don't know about that. Again, I am not interested in whether you can legally sell something else with tuna or not in this country, because none of them are saharine. Rely upon the legality of the situation. Nobody has relied upon the uses of the Medina to be Matir. The Matirim do not rely upon the fact that it is illegal to sell something else as soon as they rely on other things. Yes, he does. But he has other things to be talking about. I mean, he throws that in, he says he's a man. He's talking about the European. That's not the American thing. He's talking about, I have no idea whether there would be a penalty or there wouldn't be a penalty. I suspect that there probably would be. I also think it's a relevant thing to follow. But not terribly convincing. In my impression is that the Better Business Bureau would take a very dim view of somebody selling anything other than the accepted commercial brand for tuna as tuna, regardless of whether there is any dog tummy out there called tuna. And again, I have information with that there is nobody who called a dog tummy tuna.
Yes. Well, someone said that both the government
and the people that are there was a lot of things about that. I cannot talk about what I know personally. I'll come back to this later. I emphasize that the content, the material of American tuna have not relied upon the concept of miracles.
So it's becoming the neurotic category.
But that's not their argument. Why do you have to repeat it? It's hard enough to repeat the arguments they do make. Why do you have to repeat the arguments that they don't make? Again, I said a moment ago that I'm not the miracles, I don't think seriously. For the very simple reason that even there is a miracle, it's not of a nature that is likely to deter anybody who is intent upon to lose this kind of soul. I just don't think that the miracle is right. You don't go to jail for 10 years for putting in some a little sprint into the good effect. I don't think that it's enough to, it's compelling enough to, even if it exists, it's compelling enough to overcome the problems may exist in halacha. I have enough problems with regard to miracles in Kolos Akum, where it is a category of halacha, and whether the miracles of the Medina is really a miracle or not. That's just a miracle given this issue. Here, where A, miracles may not help in the first place, and B, who says that the government really cares or will do anything, and three, if you're talking about the miracles, the penalty is not sufficiently great to make a difference to anybody, then you're left without miracles at all, so then they turn out that there isn't terribly much to worry about. Whereas Moshe himself, in the public school, he's the one who is the very Tamatirian, I'm not called a Hopkins tax or so, but called a Sam, which he says has the status of holy, so because of the miracles, he says that there is no miracles with regard to benefits. He says that his language is, Himanin Lakalodam, Banir Baum, which is they're going to be saying it. Now, he says there's no miracle to be that opportunity. So, not that
he doesn't have the
secret,
but it's a
chance. I'm sorry?
Is there going to say
there
isn't
any,
or there
is a chance? No, he says there isn't. Of course, if he can tap a law that says anybody who a little piece of dolphin or porpoise into a tuna can, goes to jail for life. Sure. Then we'll come back and see whether there's miracles or not. Some of the adjectives and that everybody's got to file an affidavit to attach to every can. It's not even just Daniel the Alma and it'll do anything anyway. So, you know, today he says there is no miracle. It makes sense well. You know, the Balaam says that there is no miracle on punitive. If we'll change the situation, then we'll come back and we'll see whether there is miracle. See, the public sanction is correct. Says that in Europe there was miracle. Whether he's right or wrong in Europe, I have no idea. Now he's talking about different tunnels. There's the worst miracle. That's one of the things that is here. His criteria are based upon other considerations. All right. I began making another point, and that is, A, tuna is a god tohu, a real tuna, the stuff that they claim to be selling, what they claim to be, what is it called, albacore tuna, whatever it is. That is a god tohu. There's no sulfate, there's no fish. If you will ask me what is in the can, I am confident that what is in the can is tuna and nothing else. That, to me, doesn't solve the problem. Part of the trial is that Elio Hanoki, Santa Bergen, grew up a city, that it's tuna, is that sufficient? Even that. So that as far as what the Radiator says in this little piece, that it's all sulfate, broken name, I don't take that seriously. I don't think it's a sulfate, broken name in that sense. It may be the case that even if it's a Vadai Torah, I'm not allowed to eat it, because A, the mystery of Dalton in a Sunday and a Sunday in a Torah, maybe the mystery of Kabbalah according to the Revolt, and the Bistro of Kornavizer, and there may be other reasons that make it a Vadai Yisrael Rabbanan. I'm concerned A, with this Easter according to Sunday training, the Easter of A, and B, what is essentially Yisrael Rabbanan. I'm not concerned about the Yisrael Rabbanan, and if that puts me in variance with everybody else, so be it, but I just, maybe there'll be another article in the 100 days. Now, number one, with regard to the Easter Asher. Yes?
Are you discussing now what the Easter Rabbanan is?
The first Easter Asher. If there's a truth in the heart of the sea, and I think it's Mukha from Suvis Rosh himself, and you know, what Super Rosh presumably is true for the Ramban and the Sefer HaFinah, because it's all one piece of retraining, but the problem with Machlech between them, and maybe not, the reverse seems to be saying that there's a mitzvah to be baited for the money when you can be baited. So when you cannot be baited, there's no fee to be baited for the money. Now, the Dalton and the Son of Jonathan is kind of not that Lavuri, the Machiah is neither righteous to be Mavira, but not otherwise. Now, again, if the result is the same season returning as the others, then it's a Tiyashu Livuri. And by the time you have a can, it's Tiyashu Livuri. And there's no fee, it's called the Mitzvah Havdolah. If there's a machlokes between the interfaith of Hinnat and the Ramban and the revolt, then it might well be. I'm not excluding that, and I do not know where some of these are printed. I only know it in Tiyashu Livuri. I have not been able to locate it. I'd like to see what the actors are also. It may be that there is the shadow of the Easter assay for something. What he did.
I think the fact that
what we have to have against
them
is the Easter was good. You can't check it in the pan. Sure. Right. Therefore, if the goy told that I'm not going to take the goat to the boat, I can't anymore. So this piece of meat, am I allowed to eat or not? When the report says you can't be baby, it's me. Of course I'm going to buy another fish. But I'm free to throw out this fish. Particularly since I can't go to the boat to buy the tuna. The tuna is several feet long. And the only tuna that's available to me is this tuna. Right? Okay, now.
Is there anything that's not eating if you think it's accepted?
Yeah, that's the problem. Does the reverse say that it's offered if you haven't checked it? And there's the use of the right to the Easter assay, not the law, but the Easter assay. Or is there no fee to be voted if you want to see actual results?
No, the thing is, even say there's no fee of success if you want to see actual results. But, to be therefore say, since I can't check it, therefore don't buy the can because you can't check it.
According to whom? According to the Ohio Police. According to Stephen Bobby. He says, reverse the Nasakai government. That the reverse says, you can stop going with the kind of smoking actual results. But that after, if you can't be in the buyer anymore, then you're allowed to eat. And there's a good time to take the check. Now, Bumblebee isn't the police check. You know, buy it from him a certain way. I mean, according to the question, according to the husband. Yeah.
Would you check it if you buy it from the manner that doesn't check it in the scale if you really verify scientifically that the meat of this, what we are eating here, comes from it? Is this tuna meat?
Yes. It seems to me, again, maybe there are some who say otherwise, it seems to me that if a person sees the piece of tuna or some other thing and says, I know that this is a dark color, I'm not here to see its eye in, and I'm not here, which mean it is. That, you know, I know there's a miyadua. I can look at it and I see if the miyadua, la miyadaiti, is moving on to see the things in the scale. I know that the miyadua is going to go up into the scale quite a bit closer. So I look, I throw up a we brought often later. A girl says, I look at it and I see. This I know is a mito. I am told that you cannot do that with him. As distinct from a fan. So the Yankee is a fan of Rosa, in third of that, there was what they called the canteen. In addition to the 50s, first food, free, there was the canteen where you could buy food if you were hungry after the kitchen. They sold a limited number of sandwiches, limited kind of sandwiches. There were very few kinds of sandwiches you could buy. You get egg salad sandwiches, you could get salmon, you could not get tuna. The Yankee Kamenetsky was on the author said that salmon you can recognize, tuna you can't recognize. He opted to at least that was the report, and I'm almost certain I discussed it with him personally. He said you can't be mocked here, they don't quote him among the other things. He can't tell that the tuna is a tuna, but you can tell that the salmon is a salmon. There's no other meat that looks like it. Fox, the Kublan, I don't know. Now, what I do not know is whether there is some chemical analysis that would tell me that tuna is tuna. Now, the taste is going to lose this and scan and set. I have no idea.
If there was one, that would say?
I think it would be a great mockery and rewardy in the hospital if that was the case. If there would be some way of verifying that there's no other piece that has a chemical composition, blah, blah, and if you could take a sample and do it, then you have to do it with every one or not, with every batch, would then become the next trial. So if you spend upon that kind of medica, it seems to me to be spend upon that kind of medica. The next question is, yes, you've already exist one because you didn't send it off the laboratory. That would be the next step.
So you don't have to be certain that you're doing it, you don't have to be standing on the scale.
Of course not. I don't know, I think that's correct now, because there seems some people out there who think you have to see things in scales. I don't understand, because if you have all the Afrinim who are not there, the fish, because they will grow later, how do I know that this fish is going to grow later? I can only know this, that it's the mean that grows later. So what then is the mean that grows later, or the mean that had it before I cut it up? is if I mark here that this is, I see the writing of the chapter. You haven't told me, you know, if you ever get this, you know, Lord, if I keep the writing of the chapter, aren't things in sale? And I defend the foundation of the chapter. Without the things in sale, well, that's enough to identify the meaning. Sometimes we have to Yadua Saminto, always you know, you need to know is Yadua Saminto. If you can tell on this hand the Saminto, that's enough. Might be.
Just going back to something you said earlier, that in the environment of all the stuff that you write through the school book.
Yeah, I'm not Midrash for the school book, Midrash. That selfish God is Midrash for the Kumar and Midrash. Because of his God. And that's the difference, that's the year in the Papa Tosh. I was coming, the Papa Tosh. He says, even though his words come to return, he says, God is right, is Midrash for the Kumar and only Midrash for the Kumar. I thought it's God from there, you'd be the right to look on there. Because when this is his doubt, and the prophet of the other. The problem to me are the parables of Durabonim. And the first parable to me is something which is not in the obvious sense. The obvious in the sense that it's simply a subcategory of what everybody knows is a parable. Prophet in Salmonai, if you look at the Makabra, it's in the Kutu says, the Makabra says, Yai Ubosu Vachati Chazdan. A chetich and God is no different. A chetich has both. What's the difference between chetich and me? They're the same chariots and chetiches there are in me. Those need to be solved. In all the things that have been written, the only person who even refers to sin and truth to says is Rav Moshe in the last line of these two when the Maskana is all over. He says, okay, it needs two chetiches, like the Maccabi says, sin and truth to says. I mean, I think he's absolutely correct that if there's no other way to be not here, then you're back to sin and took the test, and it needs two seals, like both, to limit the title. Of course, it's all right. It has the same type, same status, and same category as both those in the following meanwhile. Now, that is important for a lot of reasons. Because when we come to Aklan later, nobody ever claims that an Aklan can come and say, I see the truth of meat and the Yadua Saminto. And therefore I can rely upon the Aklan for Boston Salman Ayin. An Aklan coming and say, I know it's Saminto, because I can see it's Saminto. That is not going to be not the Boston Salman Ayin.
Here's that, at what stage are we having this problem?
We're having the problem in the grocery store. With the exception of those companies who have a Torah and claim that their Mashiach has seen every fish, and there are such on the market, I'm not here to present commercials, nor am I here to substantiate their claim, but they claim that they have a Mashiach eating every one. There are other brands on the market with no health. There are other brands on the market where it's institutional health care, and where the Mashiach can see that they do not have an Mashiach looking at every fish. There is no difference in halacha between those and the ones that have no extra whatsoever. The fact that a Mashiach goes once in 6 months and didn't find the God Talmud in that plant on his semi-annual visit is irrelevant in terms of halacha. Either you need a Mashiach to see every fish or you need nothing. There's nothing in between them. That was your point of chemical analysis. Chemical analysis may be not the best of all the too. Except, is there no way to do it? And if I find a way to do it, I'm done. Because there's no other means that has this, this chemical analysis, I think you're probably right. But we haven't gotten that far yet. No one has done this chemical analysis. Many times you then have to do it on this dive that was Nelam and Ayin. It was Nelam and Ayin before it got into the kufa. Once it's in the can, somebody's got to go give it out for analysis. That's problem number one. Problem number two is Simon Tei Gimel, which is here they go. Now, why most people don't talk about it, about Simon Tei Gimel, is because they're the father in Simon Tei Gimel. There is something of a seal between Tei Gimel and Kufi Ches, and when you resolve that, then you know if it's Mutter in Simon Tei Gimel, then there can't be a Kufi Ches problem. If it's not Mutter in Tei Gimel, then we're thrown right back to Tei Ches, that has other implications. That means that whatever is offered in Kufi Ches is offered in the Kufi Ches God. And the ramifications are in the case of an Akkad. Now, in Simon Tei Gimel, Simon Tei Gimel Dibzaya. Here they dogging in a mixing elomia mumchet. Elkin Eiraloi Yisraeli Hamechon Ani Malachi. Here they dogging are the entrails of the fish. Presumably the eggs, the whack, whatever, was edible. The steer they dug in ordinarily are not recognizable. How do you know where they came from? So, you're allowed to buy them only if the Mechaber says, the Yisraeli HaMeifron says, Ani Malachim, I salted them, I preserved them. They seem in the back door. I'll be able to say, here's the name of them. Everything was open to look at that. Fine. There are more ads, so you're able to report. Here they go. This is the style of the dog. Now, Moses says, I'm asking the German, I'm telling the dogging. If the Akim says that I'm telling you that it's a dog, but presumably then what we have in the fish factory is the girl is telling me by putting the stamp on the seal, I'm telling you it's a dog, sir. I'm telling you it's a dog, closer to it. Comes the shop, and the shop says, says the shop, who's from Norman? The Rami Kosso changed her again, I mean, of King Slaves, and he told them to money power. Then, the Hanukkah the same way that the told them about Slaves, the told but that Shiri Dogim and Akron doesn't have no money. The Lashadi, the Dazi Cuba, quote a certain area in nature, the Miyazi Shaka Ramon. And I went to look for it in the library. It turns out that there is the two of Saka with his Earth Mesa. His Miyatsu is abstracted around all. It's not the same one. It's just he quoted Earth Mesa without attribution. So that I thought it was somebody who was master. It turns out there's nobody who's master. Really? See, the single Saka is on the column of the page. Here they are. Here they are much moving with the cross of the Saka. Here they are much moving with the cross of the Saka. Here they are much moving with the cross of the Saka. Here they are much moving with the cross of Nuch dan kibbe dogi a tefu ben ordin the shofar. He says, the shofar shofar says, and kibbe dogi the egg, the difference in red and black, there's a much more on that food most of the noble listener house, in his odun, it's almost my name, it's the shofar, he came on him a laxing, he got plenty of things, he says, he says, the shofar, the more action on a shofar, he says, he says, he says, he says, he says, he and therefore he says that the Akim is Nemo. The three of God is going to pass more and more. They know when the Akim is Nemo on the eggs, when they're red anyway. Then the Akim is Nemo. The Erech Misha, it's not the same as the three of God. He says that there are more, it's the Erech Misha of the Kairish on the document. He says that there are more. The document is the same on the author of the document. He says he was not the only slain to pass around. He never meant years ago. Says there is no one that I know about Shakti Ramo. Everybody says an Akum doesn't have Nemo. And here they go. Here they go. An Akum has no Nemo. So we're back to stage one. Now, if an Akum has no Nemo, this is some way that we can find Nemo for an Akum on here they go. Otherwise, we have Tejimo and Kubyabra. Here they go. The Akum has no Nemo. And both of these are in an where the Akum has no Nemo. And I am ignoring simply because there's no time. The Sidney Abbey Desiris with the various Desiris that are upon the Mabel. Whether they are Desiris or not Desiris, this is the simple problem. Yes.
So what is that? He
only when he begins by, he comes into the factory, it's several feet long.
Why is
he asking the man to the factory? He's giving it to me, he's giving it to me in the by the time he gave it to me. But he gave it to me whole and said, this is the true male, only I removed the scales. You know? No. Here also he said, I'm evil acting. And I thought it was a mean Torah when I made the Malusa. Replacing, the Machabah Horse is replacing mean Torah. And he had no Nemonis unless the soul told him.
Yes, so why they asked him to tell him?
He has no Nemonis that I thought told him when I was the Chutzpah. He has Nemonis only when the school showed him. Yeah, when the school showed him, only I don't see the money, he can tell me. But if he's showing me something that's not showing anymore, he doesn't have Nemonis, I clearly don't. It's like, I'm sorry, what's the Solomon Eye? No, the girl would come and tell me on a piece of meat. I saw the whole animal, I saw the person who captured it. And I cut off the face. I took out a part, I took out the liver. There's not Dhamma to that point anymore. The dogmas are no different from dogmas. Basically. That's what you're like trying to say. Dogmas, basically, for all of these Christians who disagree with the practice of Ramah, maintain that dogmas are no different from dogmas. The question then becomes, why doesn't the Atom Nemonis, or is there any circumstance under which the Atom would have Nemonis? The arguments that one hears are Mirsas, Mishir Rishikuman, Uman Renare Unosei, or words to that effect, similar categories. The attention in each of those articles repeats over and over again that all of those categories help only in Paruvis. You don't find any of those categories on an Isra B.N. When he doesn't give you Makayas though. He says, Umrunar Nose, Homian Paruvis, Amdiz, and what have you, not on the B.N. The answer is, I keep going back to what he says, to make points that are obvious. If you have a butcher, and he tells you that on this part of my story I've only brought this fruit oil up, man. So that's my moment. I hardly have no any moment. Because in the Mara Nosa, or it'll be somebody who's canning meat and a foot on the package, close to me. Umin the Mara Nosa, he said, Namonis, the Chazok of Umin the Mara Nosa. There is no Umin the Mara Nosa on a big end, says Rabin. If you want a source, it's hard to find a source. Incidentally, the Encyclopedia Talmudis did a terrible job on Umin Lemar and Nosa. You'll find it on the Chazoka. They got one. I went looking for the little they had on Umin Lemar and Nosa. They just didn't bring the source. It was not there. The source, the only real source that I have is in Lotan Avron from the source of Sultan Alec. It's the one quoted by by the Chazoka scientist. And Lamia Zaiti, he misquotes. I think that other adults is right. He wrote the Morten Avraham. The status is the basic point for our purpose. The Morten Avraham says as follows. Gam Bishar Yisurim Samchinon Atagor Hechit Ike Ketedo Benil Ketuvim Unikol Morten Sorathim. The Mash Mahosam Dasti the Govadi Kateja the Umnosa the Dori Murai the Narvi the Shemit the Abaziyu Fafiru Akum Aval Hoki is Lohu the Nagluhu Sholem that's what I can read but Le Mara Napse Bezeh Teda the aim is that it is the story listener. I'm sorry. The author, me story listener, cause process in the Akum Tagra of the Bullet. That's the line that I'm looking at. Bone says, hey, Dan, the story listener, cause from the Akum Tagra. He says, and that's what he says. And at the end, he has no memo. Now, the problem is that there's one place where it seems that Akum has no memo, there's no problem. And that's a pain of how you can see it. The Roman officers in the Bayat Halakim Siyakis Mina Atim, and that's what the Ramah is talking about. And the Morten Avraham is talking about. Says the Morten Avraham, nobody can buy Halakim Siyakis because, some of the Muslims, they don't have a Halakim Siyakis. They must have gotten it from the Israel. He defeats the Muslims, Halakim Siyakis and spring. Longer spring is very mad. You can't buy pictures from a girl. But a Halakim Siyakis, he presumably got from the Israel. That's how he distinguishes it. He doesn't distinguish Talmud and Siyakas because it's something that the Mirsa Benoakim or whatever. The distinction that the Kosakankis brings between a case where he's afraid of Akum when he's not afraid of Akum is made only parenthetically by the Morten Avraham with regard to Paruvis. When he's talking about Paruvis, he says he finds Umanly Maru Umnosa when there's a case ordained for Akum. That is says with regard to Paruvis. When there's a case ordained for Akum, then he has no more. In Titus, Mr. Yeshev, he says it's Mutter for another reason entirely. It's Mutter because Sam Akum didn't get anything for himself. He didn't get it. He's Paruvis Yeshev. Now, Paruvis Yeshev, he only gets something in his story. Now, if that's true, if you take the Morten Avraham and read it literally, then what's it? What the Morten Avraham is saying is that there is a concept of umin l'nar in Moshe, but we need to know A, it's got to be halachic. B, the umin has to be afraid that he's out of business if you were to lie about it. So in general, something where there's only to say the ben agoy, if it's something where there's no say the ben agoy, what difference does it make to him? Why shouldn't he lie? He'll lie all he wants. Now, it seems to me that sure, as somebody who sells sumer does not want to sell some other mean sumer. There's no profit motive involved. And it's pay the Beno Akron, presumably, with Mircea or without Mircea, I'm willing to accept that it's pay the Beno Akron. He would not want to put in something else because of quality control, he's afraid of a better business bureau, who knows what. The charity is that sufficient is the Hadrach of Indian, I am not very sufficient. The Mircea and Rachamim both say it's insufficient. Their source, I presume, is the Mosin Avro. The Mosin Avro says that Umin and Maru Mosse is good only in a Tarubi. The Prophet Yankee quotes the same Mosin Avro and says that the Mosin Avro says it's good even on a BN, like a Tarubi. You see, yes, when he's afraid of other actors. That's the same thing you're not finding in the Rambo. Yes, in the Mosin Avro. And the Prophet Francis himself says that if this is the same group of Ramote, and then brings the native view to disagree. Now, if you're wrong, Ramote didn't say in the first place, you don't have to look at somebody who disagrees. His entire source, his basic factor, is this Mokin of Rome, which he interprets as saying that the Mokin of Rome is not here when the Akum is afraid of other Akum, whether it is nearest of other Akum, then it's good even for at the end. And that's precisely the point of Ramote and the Mokin both attack. And pardon me, it says Umar and Aaron Mothers doesn't help on the end, it helps only on the Karuba. And I think if you go back to the language of the Mogen of Rome, it's clear that the Mogen of Rome never said that Leymaru Umnothe helps on the end, with the exception of how to see it. That's where there's another story entirely. He couldn't have gotten to any place but from the Israel. So that the Umar Leymaru Umnothe doesn't seem to be a valid category, and Mircea goes under to the end, but we already talked about Mircea. It seems to me that there is no real Mircea here to start with, and certainly the Machirim don't talk about Mircea at all. Yeah?
Just being afraid
of Well, look, I know, I didn't say it before, but I'll say it now. I said before I was skeptical about Mircea in other areas. After he kind of beaten up, packaging artificial apple juice as the pure product, I mean, you see how much Mircea there is in this world. You see that there's no great Mircea. But our feeling seems to learn now that there is only nine left there is. But there's no difference. The Mircea doesn't seem to be a significant factor, and nobody seems to be concerned about it. And again, the exception of our friends, because we go to jail for it in Switzerland or what have you, the Americans who write about it is discounting it, as far as I think it's concerned. What you're talking about is Emily Marlon Mercer. Yeah, that's not, I'm afraid. That's the Emily Marlon Mercer is an economic consideration. I don't want you to be better business here. I don't want the better business here on my back if even when my own North says that's not called Mircea. Mircea's not afraid of the government, instead of going to jail, it's fine. But that's sure there is an Umin in my own North. The question is what status does it have in Halacha? And if it doesn't help on the end, then nothing is going to help us for the end. And that seems to me to be the crucial issue here, and that seems to me to be the entire heter of the Prophet Yankee. And if you go back to the Mogen Avraham, I think this is forever out, this is not even the Mogen Avraham. And even he himself maintains, or this part of the discussion, he reflects the fact that there are others who disagree with the Mogen Avraham as he has interpreted the Mogen Avraham. Those, in other words, the basic theories were based upon the concept of Leymaru and Mercer. I don't know if there's time for very much more. Any questions so far?
In the ocean is marine.
Yeah.
Could he see it?
You go ahead.
He didn't come out.
Look. It seems, well, look, the health of science is with matter. I think it's based on a false premise. There's Yankee is the kind of author, there's Mason is the kind of author, and there are things in apples. The Shia Shmura gives the other people who were not there. whoever else was not here, I have not found this job, respect me the whole thank you. Then I deal only with the stuff. This is all okay, I don't know. And the Orhan Newsraff has not been published yet. You will now have to come up with some new story on which one can base a hazard. On what possible hazard could there be? Yes, but on the basis of what we had before, if you do a chemical analysis, now go do a chemical analysis on each batch, that may be sufficient to measure it. I don't know. No, you probably get thousands of cans out of it. Yeah, right. I'm not prepared to say it's like in Bor and Muklas that doing one can is enough for the whole batch. But you know, somebody could argue that if they've all got the same number or whatever you, and they all had to come from the same guy, that might be enough. I know here's what you say. Yeah, but that's because flu is only to have if you need a cluster and the atom doesn't have pneumonia, now what if you're dealing here with what I call good success or if you're doesn't, either take him or good success. Right? You have a clear halacha from the fact. I have a fish and now somebody has to tell me it's a dark source. Who has told me it's a dark source? The label on the can, the girl has told me it's a dark source. On what grounds does he have pneumonia? What is pneumonia? I mean, it is possible, I grant that it is not in his interest to purposely put a diachromate into the can. But it is certainly possible that a diachromate goes into the can. And one of the arguments that has been made is that the only reason you don't have Mashiach standing all the time is because it's too hard. If it's too hard for Mashiach standing all the time, so how can the government inspection be worth very much? The government can't send an inspector either. LMI that the Balagos is worried about the government. One could buy. Now, in the real world, I don't think one could buy. Because it's hard for a little shrimp to buy on this big table with that big cynical. Dolphins don't just live by water forces. It would be rather hard, you know, you have to begin with. It didn't get onto the table and get into the can. Sure, it came up in the net, and there's somebody there staying and sorting them. It would be to nobody's interest to allow a little dog come in. Nobody would do it. By the same token, who is telling me that there isn't a sleepy or doped up worker who isn't careful that day and a little dog may have slipped in? You're telling me it's like, yeah, of course it's a little bit like this. But both of them are not good. That's all made it back from the source of Salmi Rhino. Forget about the derisive for the moment. Forget the derisive. And I'm not sure the derisive is good enough for the derisive once you have Mr. Abdullah in Balsa. Then you need somebody to be made on this that it's not the dodge from the Salmi Rhino. And the goat doesn't have the moment to say that it wasn't, I wasn't speaking that goat. He doesn't have the moment if it wasn't Alan in Hawaii. What may have been some great in a moment?
Doesn't sound right, he's sitting in his dolphin, both in front.
Yes, of course. Yes. I think A, the dolphin may require something, and it may establish the right thing. B, at the very minimum, you're dealing with Boston's and Alan in Hawaii. And Akum, the moment, looking at it on three levels. First, to start with something if it's a proper use. Do I know if it's a source or not, or someone? I'm dealing with a specific book. A specific book, who told me that it's a story to start with? Make a case that it's Mutter. You start with the right, you start right off the bat. Then decide what you should do best for. Every book that's on the eye, how do I know which question to start with? The answer is here, I don't know with one question, only I turn my back for a while. So here, I knew that one was telling me that he knows kind of what Nafikin raises is, but here it is Nafikin raises. You might tell me that what the right is raises enough. Who knows what? You know, raising that plant authority. Maybe that would be enough. Now I thought A is the Dalton, because don't be throwing up on the road. For so many of you training. B is Xavier, both the Solomon line. So do you do not? And what I'm saying is that even if you have raised and explorers and everything that helps for the basic user, you've got A, the Mitzvah is Dalton. B, both the Solomon line. How do you get around that? Now what mnemonic does the optimum have to overcome that presumption? The A, nurses, B, Umilin Maranoke. Those are the two basic words. Doesn't seem to be in the nurses of the Medina, doesn't seem to be enough to be mocked by anybody except the healthy scientist. And in the Remarra and Moshe, it seems to be pretty clear that it doesn't apply to the end. It doesn't seem otherwise on both the books, with Alman and I kind of reduction of observance. If this is true then any as long as you had any royal disciples, the Jewish slaughterhouse, you don't need any Mashiach on the plan. You can walk out and rely on the billion to put it in the can. Nobody ever says it's royal with me. In meat, everybody knows, it's called Brochus and Salmonai. If it's Brochus and Salmonai, it's meat. It's Brochus and Salmonai, it's the same.
Well, this
guy would
have
somebody
in the factory.
That's the one
who's somebody on the boat?
You need somebody
on the factory. You need somebody on the boat only if for one of two reasons. Either if you're crazy that they are, that they're crazy, the tuna together with Doug's name, because they put it all into one tank, if that's what's called, and talk about the size of the boat, and talk about Big Rock and either. There may be a Shiloh on the boat if you put everything together in one big vat and they soak for a couple of days. So you may have three shares of Doug's name. That's a separate Shiloh. I take it for granted you had enough to be on the boat. Or you separate them on the boat. You may need a Mashiach on the boat if they skin them on the boat. I don't know if they skin them on the boat. I've heard some people say they skin them on the boat. I take it for granted they skin them in the plant. So that if you're dealing, unless you're worried about fish, you don't need a Mashiach on the boat. You need a Mashiach on the plant.
Well,
it's independent.
What?
The plant? All right. That's not my, that's a technical question.
The one company. The one company you mentioned before, they have Mashiach in the plant, or where's the Mashiach? The one company that has a total...
There are more than one company. One company, I was told, has Mashiach in the plant. Now there is a new company with a new Hashgacha, which I would rely on totally completely. And I was told third hand that he's got the Mashiach on the boat because it's skin him on the boat. If it's skin him on the boat, there's no question he has the Mashiach on the boat. I just don't know if there's any reason for it all.
Right.
Not even the commercial.
No, but do you think that obviates the Brochus Salmonai, right?
Of course. Look, you need the Mashiach only when you've begun cutting the fish. If you bring the whole fish off the boat, it's not Brochus Salmonai. You need the Mashiach on the boat, either if you're worried about Jesus, or if you're worried because it began skinning and cutting on the boat. Which I don't think that is. It's a bribe.
Yeah, I'm not a problem.
I'm not a problem.
So I got both of them. Rogan, no, I'm saying that. I mean, I'll look at you because a Rogan, you're not afraid. Why are you afraid that in the can is not a suffix, self-coming?
Why am I afraid that in the can is not a suffix? It's a self-coming.
What are you talking about? I just don't know.
Because that's a Kabi Shemaya Galia. I'm sure that Kabi Shemaya Galia, the in the can, the
because the government,
because there's no reason why it shouldn't be doing it. Because, you know, the company is not interested in selling your bill from there. There may be one that slipped through and got into the can. That might happen. So that's
your right.
I'm sorry?
Why is that a
soft
right?
Why is that a soft topic right? Because Roy's position is not for that. Roy, by the time I get to the can, it's not a barrier anymore. And so, you know, this will become both. Tell him I, it's found in I, that's a grab on. Now, if there is a dark problem, it probably became both in all of it. There ever was a
nothing in season, you think that
it
might be a piece of food, but not a problem.
Right. And also, it seems to me that the woman is not in the problem to help the direct. Even on the BN. That didn't go through, the Morgan Abram just told me it's not normal. Now, why is the woman in my mouth good enough for the right? Some people will hold the right. Why is it good for the rules and not good for, and not good for the end? What's the difference? Some people get the right, no different. So it must be because it helps every direction. Only there were days there on the Vienna book of Solomon. There's no Zerah on Tamshin of Solomon, right? So that's why the Zerahites, I think, can take care of it. The Narum Nosei probably help on the Zerahites. The Narum Nosei does not help on God's.